Next patient is Ursula Bock, B-O-C-K, Bock, B as in boy. Bock Ursula, U-R-S-U-L-A, U-R-S-U-L-A. Date of birth is 5-1-1942. Date of visit is 4-14-23. Please make a copy for Dr. Jesse Casimiro, C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O. C-A-S-I-M-I-R-O, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y, M-D. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and generalized weakness with sleep apnea. Next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 80-year-old female who has a history of hypertension and history for fatigue. Has been evaluated by cardiology and has been on Atenolol and Micardis. And was recently diagnosed to have obstructive sleep apnea following a home sleep test done in February 23. The patient's home sleep study demonstrated severe obstructive sleep apnea with an AHI of 32.1 respiratory events. And 38-18 snoring events recorded. The patient was advised to use an AutoPAP setup at 4 to 20 centimeter with a full face mask. And further follow-up was suggested. Patient has been using her CPAP mask nightly and seems to be having less symptoms of fatigue and daytime sleepiness. She has gained weight, however, and she denies any leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history includes history of hypertension. The patient also had cardiac catheterizations. And she has had a cholecystectomy and right hip replacement surgery as well as hysterectomy. She had COVID-19 infection treated more than a year ago. Next paragraph. Can you also mention the patient was treated for whooping cough more than 20 years ago and was treated for COVID-19 pneumonia in October of 2019. Next, med list. Micardis 80 milligram daily, white thorn 10 by 20 milligrams daily, atenolol 50 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Lumigan eye drops daily. Next, habits. The patient does not smoke, denies alcohol intake. Next, allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph, family history. Her father died of renal failure. Mother died of congestive heart failure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient denies weight loss. She has fatigue. She has glaucoma. Denies vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. No. She has no urinary frequency, hematuria, or flank pains. She has shortness of breath and wheezing. She has occasional lower GI bleed, no diarrhea or constipation. And denies any. I'm sorry, she has mild leg swelling, no palpitations, no depression, no anxiety. She has enlarged glands and easy bruising, and she has muscle stiffness. She has numbness of the extremities, no memory loss, and denies skin rash, no itching. Next paragraph, physical exam. This elderly, obese white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. Her blood pressure is 140 by 70. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 22. Temperature 97.6. Weight is 214. Saturation 96. HENT abnormal cephalic pupils reactive. Nasal mucous edematous. Throat was injected. He has no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis with occasional wheezes, bilaterally prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no mass, no renomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, 1 plus edema, mild varicosities, no cap tenderness, reflex of the 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Rectal exam is deferred. Next paragraph, impression number 1. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2 is history of hypertension. And number 3 is reactive airways disease. And next paragraph, plan. The patient will continue using AutoPAP setup at night with a full face mask with heated humidification at 4-20 centimeter H2O pressure. She will also try to lose weight, avoid avoid use of narcotics at night, and go on a regular exercise program. She will get a complete pulmonary function study, and copy of her most recent chest x-ray will be requested, and a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Jesse Casimiro, Casimiro, Jesse, J-E-S-S-Y. And also a copy for Dr. Rene Celis. That's R-E-N-E. Celis, C-E-L-I-S, M-D. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.